finish up this sugya. We're discussing the, I guess on the sheets we're up to the Tumas HaDeshen, right, to 29. But the issue, right, is that correct?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's right.
No, I'm like,
say it again?
I really
like it. Oh, okay. Yeah, that's what we're up to. Just to clarify, again, to go over, so we're discussing the question of whether dala, does it mean square foot, you know, the square, not footage, but amage, or whatever the right word would be, or tfachim, and so on. And we mentioned it seems to be Bachokas in the Gemara, but certainly Bachokas in the Poskim, the Bach learns from Tosis that it says, as long as it has the 49 square tfachim, 7 tfachim by 7 tfachim, even if it's 10 by 5, let's say, so you have 50, that would be good. And the Maman of Rome, we said, disagrees. And, you know, because it's a dinner Rosh Hashanah, what Eitan was saying yesterday, it's hard to imagine everything fitting in and so on. Okay. Yeah. So the question is now, really, regarding Sukkah, if we look to source 29, the Tumas HaDeshen has asked the question. Let's say you have a very small Sukkah, and the Mamish, okay, it's one thing, USA, it's one thing to eat, to cramp yourself to sleep. You know, how uncomfortable is that? So let's look at 29, the Tumas HaDeshen. Simen Tzadi Beis, the Tumas HaDeshen. Sheila, Misha Tzar Lo HaMakom B'Sukkah L'Sheina. B'inyan Zeh She'en Yachal Lishon B'Pishut Gufarak. Of Mikri Kai Gavim Tzar Lo. We touched upon it yesterday. Okay? So the... Well, I just want to mention again that Mogen Avram, which I printed back in source 26, instead of Tofer Yishtal Adal Tzipalav, Sukkot Nalav, that Mogen Avram brings, you know, even no matter what you hold by mezuzah, Sukkah is different than mezuzah. In other words, you can have a different sheet than by mezuzah, because mezuzah is covered the size of the room. So even if you hold it by, as long as you have the square footage on the ground, you can hold it requires a mezuzah. That won't necessarily work for a Sukkah, because even, you know, the Shohar passes like the Rambam. If that, we discussed yesterday, if that indeed is what the Rambam says or meant, some of the Rambam differently. But the Taz, remember, it's a cotton vase, it's a Tofer Yishtal Adalet, learned the whole Rambam differently because he said the Rambam never meant to say, it's meant to be round, but the square footage has to fit in and so on. Fit in and so on. Most people at Tour, everyone learns the Machot around the Rosh Hashanah or passing like the Rambam. And the Rambam said, but even if you're passing that way with regards to mezuzah, you consider the surface area. The whole square foot of surface area. That's only by mezuzah, but by sukkah, we have to take into account the fact that a person has to have rosh or rosh chono, so you have to have at least 7 tefachim on each side. Okay, that was the moment of Rome. So the Tumas HaDeshen now is, for one second, what if you have such a sukkah, okay, and it has that sleeping, that eating capacity, but it's impossible to eat. You can't spread out your legs and feet and sleep, your legs and arms and sleep there. So tshuva, is that considered mitzvah? So the Tumas HaDeshen writes, 29, tshuva yeirua, delo mifter b'shena mitzvah b'nei mitzvah zeh. Nope, you're not potter. V'nira l'havi ra'ayla zeh, v'hodeh kanalon, the sheer sukkah l'pachos who zayin tvachim. Right? He brings it right. The sukkah has got to be zayin tvachim. V'shir gufo shal stamad adam en gimel amos yurches tvachim. Right? A person is 3 amos. This area that a person takes up his body to 3 amos, which is 18 tvachim. They weren't Erevin, they weren't Shabbos, and so on. And Mechay Magnifying. Mim Kane, Kavisha Tach Shav Zion Al Zion Balachson, Havala Yud Tvachim Pachos Mechomish. He gives you the math. Okay, if you, that was the math for it. If you figure Zion Al Zion on an angle, it's an angle of the person sitting there, so then the person can fit in with Rosh Hashanah. But the fact is, you can't spread out your feet that way, you can't sleep that way. So therefore, says the Tumas HaDeshen, that whole cheshbon of the size of a person fitting the sukkah is sitting in the sukkah. The whole zayin al zayin is to physically sit there, right? When you're sitting, so your arms aren't spread out, your legs aren't spread out, you can sit, you know, tighter. And sit there, it's harder to sleep that way, unless, say, you get into a fetal position and sleep like that. So the Tumas HaDeshen says, why did Chazal be koveya, the Zion al Zion, you know, based on that the person eats that way? You have to be able to sleep that way also. Okay? Evidently, and don't tell me, and Echanami, that sukkah is only good for eating and not for sleeping, because, in quotes at the end, We'll see that in the second source 30. The sukkah shen was shen afil shulachil achashtiyah, and he also had a chal. And al karchach uchu lefam lisham bekfifas gufo veibrav, velo mikro mekstabrav. Evidently, that you, since you can physically sleep in that position, you know, it's not uncomfortable. If Chazal say the minimum size of the sukkah is ayat tochim, it's ayat tochim. So then you can fit in there to sleep too. I'll be uncomfortable, too bad. That's not called mitzvah. That's the bottom line of the Shemus HaDeshah. Okay? So that's his psak. So you have to curl up, okay, sleep in a fetal position, then you'll fit in the Zion al Zion. And don't tell me that that's mitzvah, because since Chazal will come in, that's the minimum size of sukkah. Why the hell you can sleep like that? Yeah?
This is only really a problem for Rashi, because we say, like, Tosfos, you can do, like, 2 tefillin by 20.
Right, this is assuming that you need the right.
Yeah.
Right.
This is assuming
you need the square surface in the surface area. Yes, there's also the surface area. Okay, but again, that's what the you know, in terms of psak, that's what everyone's about. By mezuzah, the mechaber pasuk is not though. The mechaber pasuk like it could be surface area, but the Mechaber Avraham says yeah, that's by mezuzah, but not by sukkah. For this reason, you have to have rosh and shulchan. So surface area doesn't do it, but the Mechaber. But that's what, yeah, he's going to leave it that approach. So the Mordechai printed for you here, I forgot to have it in the back of the Gemara, but you see it here in source 30. Okay, the Mordechai here in Sukkah, Rem is Tavshin Men. Doma Rava, Mitztar, Potam, and Asukkah. Kosmo Lezim, Mitz, Misefer, Uraim. Pirish, Mishiesh, Lo Tsar, and Asukkah. What does Mitztar mean? If someone is uncomfortable in the Sukkah, would say so you not sail. And by going out of the Sukkah, he'll be saved from that Tsar. It's okay to leave the sukkah because you leave your house under those same circumstances, right? If it's pouring rain into the sukkah, so it's pouring rain into your living room, you had a leak in the roof, so you'd leave that room also. So it's no different. That's part of Teishu Kedur, right? That's tsar, be tsar in your house, you go to a different room. So you have that same problem in the sukkah. One of the rooms in the house, it's freezing cold because the heat's not working, so you go to the other room in the meanwhile. So the same thing here. The shear of the tzar, yard the gusham emes ha'ishu lifanos and so on. The Gemara gave a shear, the food gets spoiled and so on. But he says, "We should ain't a bucky possession." You're not sure. So you take libo imu mitzar, but osinian should mitzar zeh yotzei beisul. Okay, then you just mishar. Forget about it. You know, you're not sure how soggy does the food have to get. So he says, ask a simple question: would you leave a room in your house under these same circumstances? The answer is yes. And you can leave the sukkah also. I once said something similar. It seems to me to make sense. Sometimes people ask about going to the doctor and driving to the doctor or the hospital on Shabbos. You know, so the answer to, I would say, you know, if this were the middle of the night on a Tuesday, would you go? Or would you say, well, I'll get up in the middle of the night and go. So that would be the same thought on Shabbos, you know, it seems to me. Okay, you don't mess around. If this is something which you can really feel you can wait, you know, and for a weekday, if you had an important meeting or if you're somewhere else, you'd probably wait. So then yeah, you shouldn't move on Shabbos. But if this were we, you drop everything, you go, it could be 2:30 in the morning. So Nevada, you should go on Shabbos also. You know what I'm saying? I'm not saying it's halach lemaisa, I'm just saying misvara. You know, that you should be shire. If this were the type of thing that you run to the hospital for, you know, at an odd hour, at a very inconvenient time, then you can do it on Shabbos also. If you wouldn't, then you say, look, I'm okay, I can wait till later. You know, the person who works, one of the people who works in the ambulance quarantine, told me sometimes they get a call, you know, and they go rush to on Shabbos, and they rush to the person, they're not a firm person, but they have to answer all the calls on Shabbos. So they try and have non-Jewish taking calls on Shabbos. You the ambulance call? Yeah, so I thought, so but sometimes, they don't have to tell me this, he said they'll get to the house, and the woman's worried about her mother, or whatever, so when the mother has a cough, when does she develop this cough? Oh, a week and a half ago. You know, so that's not really a Shabbos emergency. Right? I mean, if she waited this long, so, but okay, it's the same idea. Anyway, getting back to the Mordechai. So he says, but he then adds, provided you built the sukkah in the first place, in a place where it's shayach to eat and drink and sleep there. Okay, then something changed, okay, windy, the weather changed, or something else happened. But if you built the sukkah in the first place, knowing that it's going to be uncomfortable to sleep here, I mentioned it's in a bad neighborhood, so you could eat there for a little while, but you wouldn't want to stay there the whole night, okay, once it gets dark out. So then, Not only you're not excused, that's a tremendous chumra. But he says, you're not even yotze to eating and the drinking, because the sukkah is not roy for its normal usage in that place. Dok ain't dear beina. Okay, you know that it's going to happen. So, based on that, the Shmuel Sadeshin says, well, so you can't be when the Chazal were Kovei Zion al Zion, the minimum, whatever the minimum amount is, when Chazal were Kovei that minimum amount, it has to be, by definition, that minimum amount includes all the needs of the sukkah, sitting there and eating and sleeping. Sleeping in such a small sukkah is uncomfortable. That's not enough to qualify as mitzvah. That's the point, because if it were, then it wouldn't be a kosher sukkah for eating either. And that's what the Shmuel Sadeshin makes of the Mordechai's rule. And therefore, the answer to this question, look back at this kasha was, Mishat Zayel Ahok Mitzukah L'Sheino, Be'inin Zeh, She'en Yochel Lishon B'Pishat Gufo Ragla, we can't spread out. Okay, so you can't spread out. That's not enough of mitzvah. Okay, so tonight you'll sleep in a fetal position. What are you going to do? Okay, you follow? That's the Shmuel Sadeshin. Okay, not everybody agrees with that. Okay, and the Shmuel Sadeshin, the Rishon, with the Chacham Tzvi, has an interesting issue with the Chacham Tzvi, Simon Tzadi Dalet, his Chubas, 31. Chacham Tzvi is a different approach. His name is Tzvi Ashkenazi. He, you know, when the Jews in the 1492 would have to leave Spain, so many Jews went to Portugal, they also went eastward into Europe, and in Holland there was a large population of Sfaradim. So Chacham Tzvi was not a Sfaradim, but he was the Rav of the community, so the Sfaradim very often referred to their Rav as the Chacham. Chacham Avadi, they say Chacham, whatever, that's a title of respect. So he was, even though he was called Tzvi Ashkenazi, you know, they referred to him as Ashkenazi, but he was a prospect of the whole community. He was in Hamburg, in Holland, and in the three cities, Altona, Wandsbach, and Hamburg, the three cities together, like the twin cities we have here, Minneapolis and St. Paul, so they're the triple cities. So he was the Rav there, the Chacham Tzvi. His son was Yaakov Emden. Emden is where he came from. Yaakov Emden, his Hagos are called Hagos Yavitz. So it's Yaakov Emden Ben Tzvi. His father was the Chacham Tzvi. Okay, anyway, so the Chacham Tzvi has a tshuva, it's in Tzadi Dalet, it says as follows. Masha, Kozim Mordechai, he analyzes this Mordechai. Paragraph Yashin, he also sukkah with Tchilim Bakum, where it's time, B'Shem Le'etzik was a klal, Afil B'Chilim, Eino Nirali klal. I agree. It's one of the early Acharonim, but it's still an Acharon. We enter the cloud. The Teishu came to do a lava open a sukkah koi be'ezi inyan tia asuya el open a yeshiva be'ezi inyan tehei. It's an interesting chakira, the distinction. He says the concept of Teishu came to do is not a din in the sukkah, but a din in the person. So you can have, and that's why you can mechalek. In other words, the Mordechai's whole yisod, where the Chamsi learns it, the Mordechai's whole yisod was, this is a sukkah. If this sukkah is good, the sukkah has to be good for eating and good for sleeping, by definition. If it's not, then it's no good. Because if Teishu came to do it, to do it means to do all your activities. If that sukkah is okay to eat in but not to sleep in, and again, then it's no good. And the Shmuel Sadeshin therefore says, and if the Chazal say that Zayin al Zayin in the kosher sukkah must be, that sleeping in is not called mitzvah. That, again, the Chamsi doesn't accept the whole thing. He says, Ela al ofen hayeshiva ve'ezin tehei, v'al zeh komitei kein dira. If Teishu came to do it, remember, it's on the word Teishu. Okay, but sukkah is teishu. Teishu came to do it. It means how you, the gavra, interact in the sukkah. Ve'en ha-chanami. Dim osa be'i sukkah, so achas l'achila v'ashniya l'shena, af shal osa shal achila einu ui l'shena, mikom mokom nof be'i, he said, let's say I have I have a relative in Yisrael that had a sukkah off their merpeset, you know, on the front porch, the front merpeset by the dining room. That's what they eat. But they also built a little sukkah off their bedroom. They had a mepesa off their bedroom. That's how it sleep. Now, it happens to be that the mepesa was big enough, so it wasn't this shaila. But the what the Chacham Tzvi is saying, that even if the place where you're eating is not raw l'shema, but okay, you're not sleeping. You're sleeping in a different sukkah. Not in vatal mitzvah sukkah. You're going to sleep in a different sukkah. Why can't you eat here? Well, v'hachi az the law, and then with that, and that, therefore, we can reject the raya of the Chumas HaDeshen, that that's called Mitzdara. Why? You can say that a sukkah zayin al zayin is kosher for achila. I can't sleep. Just sleep somewhere else. Okay? And but if he sleeps in this sukkah, it's going to be uncomfortable. He's got to curl up. That's an uncomfortable position. So that's taka mitzdara. The mishaniach alishim pishalav love mitzdara v'chayv lishimba. The kamuchachlam, he summarizes, mishir sukkah shuzayin tvachom. And we do a more chanal. V'emes adama tamu ma'od. V'achush mochich. The ain't lechot tzar gol mizeh. I mean, it's hard. Curling yourself up, that's great star. Or bevada lechatchila eino las sukkah being the zek, they should star or put on a sukkah. Avada, you shouldn't build a sukkah like that lechatchila where you can not be able to sleep. Okay, avol it will be yontif ukvar nasa, but if it's yontif, it's already done. Oh, she eino mokum a sukkah acharis, he's got no place to put a sukkah acharis those go. Nira lila nis daiti achar bakoshes hamachila mikvot toras harav. I mean, he speaks with great reverence. Obviously, as we find in that chronicle, he speaks with great reverence about the earlier authorities, talking about the Chumash Hadash, but the Mordechai, he says, La'achar ha-mechilu mikvot toras ha-ravzal, de'eno chayv l'tzar v'lishum b'sukkah, b'li pishiyo d'v'ragla, k'danko kol ha-shama. You don't have to sleep in that, so that is mitzar. How you can eat there, good. You ain't eat there. But that doesn't take away from the fact that it's mitzar. It's not going to pass on the sukkah. Okay? U'klal v'ol omu teishu ha-kendidur, v'kev and shem b'diros, o v'ada ein olam yoshen b'ofen zeh. At home, you wouldn't sleep like that in your own bed. So, after sukkah, ain't no chayv lishum b'ab b'zeh ha'ofen. V'od amru, the b'sheino, afilu g'shalom kol shu ha-mitzar liftor. Okay, and he gives you another point. He says, you know, raining, a few little drops doesn't bother you when you're eating, but it bothers you when you're sleeping. And I can tell you that myself. You know, this sukkah is a couple of nights of rain after we went to the sukkah, this past sukkah. So, you know, it drops in your face, it wakes you up, it's hard to fall back asleep. Even though that, a little, it was a tiny drizzle, but it was annoying, you know, I guess people are different, you know. But if you have a pitter-patter of drops on your face when you're trying to sleep, that's uncomfortable. Time. The same thing wouldn't bother if you're sitting and eating. A few little drops, you have to be heavier to bother you, right? I mean, most people like that. So the Chacham Tzvi says, he says, we see that by Shein, I feel Gisham Kol Shomitzar. Lift and apartage you. But Ram Mordechai he gufa tzvicha, which says, period. So that's what we see, that eating and drinking, eating and sleeping, are in the same rules with regards to mitzvah. Okay? We see mitzvah, a bit of rain already qualifies you in mitzvah, you can leave the sukkah. Whereas for eating, that minimal amount of drizzling wouldn't necessarily chase you out of the sukkah. But Ram Mordechai he gufa tzvicha raya. And what's the Mordechai's raya? Why does the Mordechai make that jump and say that dafka, you know, the sukkah has to be right for Achila and Shena, and if it's not right for Shena, it's not even good for Achila either, even though you could eat that sukkah. And you're a riot for that, he said. Other rabbi came with a kind of funny country, came with a kind of sukkah, the Raz Rai, Benucha, Bekiva, Shaosu, Sukhosu, Rosh, Osina, Av Sharuch, Mitsuya, Shava, Okato, Kosh, Emes, Aku, we saw that story, right? Bekiva built that attack, was blown down. Mistama, in their Lishan Shom, came in Sharuch, Mitsuya, Shom, Kosh, Mistama, that story, Bekiva was just to eat the sukkah, but he knew about it, not going to sleep there. He posits that story. You don't have to learn the sukkah that way, but he posits that story of the Bekiva with the sukkah on the boat was talking about just to eat in there because obviously you know, it's windy out in the open seas. Okay, so it's not going to a night. It's going to be windy. So of course not going to sleep in there. But he built it anyway to eat. The Shema Mino, the Av Sheinu Relisha by Yotzer Bechavos Achila. Okay. And then he adds an interesting thing. So bottom line is the Chacham Tzvi holds that that which we say that a bottom line what emerges in the Chacham Tzvi is that which we say that a sukkah of Zion al Zion is kosher. It's kosher only for achila. That's the point. It's kosher only for achila. But since you can't stretch and spread out your arms and legs comfortably in such a sukkah, then you're potem. It's tzar potem in a sukkah. Okay? Because it's causing you tzar. So therefore, the truth of the matter is the Chacham Tzvi agrees lechatchila, like we said before, don't build a sukkah Zion al Zion. Don't build a sukkah where you can't both eat and sleep there comfortably. All right, you have no choice. Yeah, that's the whole land you have, the only space you have. You have no other possibility of building a bigger sukkah than Zion al Zion. Okay, so you have no choice but to build that sukkah, and you can be yotze eating. But he's saying lechatchila you shouldn't do that. Lechatchila, of course, the Chacham Tzvi is supposed to sleep in the sukkah. Again, forget about the cold here. But the Chacham Tzvi says lechatchila avadi is supposed to sleep in the sukkah. So Mamela, the sukkah should be bigger than Zion al Zion. Don't build the sukkah Zion al Zion. Hi, now I'm potter because it's mitzdar. Even the Chamtzi says you are. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
The Chamtzi says you are mitzdar in sleeping in the sukkah Zion al Zion, therefore potter. But don't set yourself up there in the first place if you can avoid it. Don't build such a small sukkah that I'll go down with fire. Don't build that. We have no choice. That's what we said. Like, I think we have no choice. Okay. You should build a bigger sukkah, or it's other opportunity. Option was to build a second sukkah just for sleeping. Okay. Anyway, that's the chacham. Then he adds an interesting one. It was 90. The ikur plutai the Rebbe Yochanan, Rebbe Rabbanan rather. Ibein and Dalat Amos Asadi was I talk. Who is far as who? Ibein and says sukkah real shayla nami. He says the machlokes, this is a chiddush already, right? In the Gemara, we had two different days, right? Whether we assume like the Rabbanan, B'sham Yisrael, that it's Zayin Tvachim, and Rebbe held Dal Ramos. What's the Nekudas HaMachlokes? Says the Chacham Tzvi, that's the Nekudas HaMachlokes. This machlokes is real machlokes Tanoim. Okay, where the Rabbanon, rather Rebbe, rather holds it's got to be Dal Ramos or Dal Ramos. Okay, Rebbe holds like that, so maybe he'll say the Taka, like the Mordechai, like the Shemus Hadesh, that if it's not Roy for both comfortably, okay, then it's not a valid sukkah. So that's what it's got to be Dal Ramos, Dal Ramos, Dal Ramos. You can stretch out. Okay, whereas the Rabbanon who say Zayin Tvachim, Zayin Tvachim, say no. It doesn't have to be comfortable for eating and sleeping. As long as it's comfortable for eating, it's good. You won't be able to sleep there because you've been tired. Okay, you won't be able to sleep there. You have no choice. Again, the Chamtzi, that's a Chamtzi admits, that's a Dievin. But they said that's the Nukudas HaMachlokes, he suggests. Okay? And Mekamel and Karbonah, we pass on Karbonah. That Zion, the Zion on Zion is enough. You won't be able to sleep there. Okay, you're potter. Not like the Chumash Adeshah. You can curl up and then, you know, grin and bear it. Okay? You know, tough it up, and that's what you got to do. No. Furthermore, he says, "V'yosh I'm going to call Ezra. Well, I'm a shekri so yotzi b'suk achas." We had that gemara. Remember, theoretically, the sukkah could be so large, all the Jews in the world could eat it. Okay, suk achas v'yosh sheish v'bov zeh zeh. Okay. Now, he says, when it comes to eating, lots of people can eat in the sukkah at the same time. I feel Ella for Rebo and so on. I would in Shana came and she came to Shane Lusuki Ishu Ishto. He says the whole Gemara of Sukkah fit to hold the Jews shows that's a Tumar Achila, obviously not Tumar sleeping. It's not the same thing. Everyone's going to sleep with their wives under the same roof. That can't be. Okay? And you're going to tell me there are partitions, well, each one is a separate Sukkah. Anyway, bottom line, that's the Tumar Chacham Tzvi, in fact, who disagrees with the Tumar Hadeshin's assertion based on the Mordechai. So this is really no Gei Lamaisa in terms of Psak. If you look in the Shulchan Aruch, so Gei Lamaisa in terms of us. Aruch Chaim Siv Tov Reish Mem Siv Dal 32. We've seen it before. But Stair Potter and Asukah, right? Who will over Shamshul is a different point. A lot of Rishon different. Eizem Mitzdar is Eshen Yochel Lishon Besuk Nei Ruach Nei Azuzim Parush Nei Yotzem Ob Nei Rea Bedavka Shebolo Atzar B'Mikre. Like we learned, Achar Shos Lishon Asukah. Okay, I will ain't low lasso sukos and atchil mako reacho rook along with starani. Okay, adds the rabbi. Vim aso mitchil mokum shmitstar bachila obishti obishena. Oh, she efshalo lasso echro misuka machmas to misyar milistim o ganovim keshubasuk. Ain't no yotsabos also suka klal a filo with ram shalom with star bohem. The law have became dearish yuchalas some called trochov. So the rabbi brings this Mordechai and he says, no, the suka has got to be fit for all your usage, and if it's not, then it's no good even though things that you're not mitzvahed. Okay? Now, side point, or first now. Misha kovalar is mitzvah, b'shav l'shem ne'er b'meisa, mutalat mitzvah, l'lecho b'okom there, v'in tzorach l'el of sukkah z'chamer, sheishom there, v'esh tzorach gol b'dover, a different point. Let's say the lights went out. In those days, the candle went out, but the lights went out. So, it's sukkah, it's not raining, it's not uncomfortable. What happened? One of the kids knocked the lights out by mistake in the sukkah. You have to stay in the sukkah. So the rabbi says you can go inside and eat in the house because it's mitzvah to eat in the sukkah. You don't have to even go to your friend's sukkah if it's a problem. You should try. But with the Torah, the schlep, you have babies, you don't have to pack everybody up and schlep to the neighbor, and then you don't do it. Okay? Fine, there's a few other things he says. Now, let's move to the third line from the bottom. Mi shalo yuchal lishon b'sukkah machma shetzar lo b'pishi yodav ragam lo mikri mitzar b'chayav lishon sham afal gav d'tzorach lichvok yodav ragam. See, paskins as well like the Trumas Hadesh. That although it's uncomfortable, but if you can sleep there uncomfortably, you have to do it. Okay, v'lo yuchal adam lo mitzar ani It's a different point than that same Mordechai. Okay? The Mishnah says, the Shohar, clearly there are more passages like the Shumas Hadesh, like the Mordechai. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Chof, Enu Yotzei, see there 33. Ritzon Lomar Afilu Yotz Dinei Chovas Achila. You're not even Yotzei Achila in Sukkah, you couldn't sleep in either. But now he writes, V'yesh Me'achonim Shecholken Azeh. Okay? There are some Achonim, like the Chacham Tzvi, disagree. V'after Lechatchila B'vadai Ein Lasa Sukkah Kazu She'ein Yichol L'kayim Bo Kol Adorim Kedim. Kom Okom B'diyevet Yotze B'dei Chovas Achila Kedim Shal Achila Ein Mitzdar. So the Shabura doesn't weigh in as who he follows, but he says, Ramo is quoting the Shulchan Aruch, Mordechai is Yesh Achronim, there are those who disagree. Who are those who disagree? So again, it's the Chacham Tzvi, the Shar HaTzion, in Os Chof Hei, there in Simen Tov Reish Mem, he says, Shar HaTzion, B'Shem Tzion, is Chacham Tzvi, Simen Tzav Tzadal, that's the Chacham Tzvi. B'Chein Da'az B'No, and that's also the opinion of the Chacham Tzvi's son. I told you before, Rabbi Yaakov Emden, B'Sifro Mor Uktzia. Mor Uktzia is one of the many Svarim written by Rabbi Yaakov Emden. This is on the tour. He has a tour of Rechaim, called Mor Uktzia. Okay? More relation horah. Okay. Anyway, b'chein hiskim b'tshuvas b'sivus nefesh. V'ayin le'el b'reish v'tafash v'tas b'shari tshuva. Shevi siyata l'chacham tzvi b'tshuvas of haigon. Oh, he says, take a look at the shari tshuva. He brings the support much earlier because let's remember the chacham tzvi is early achron, but he's an achron. Okay. So the shari tshuva has a raya from the rav haigon. When we call Malcolm Yesh Lizar Ma'od B'zeh, but the Mishnah Berurah here, even though in the Mishnah Berurah text in 33, he just says Yesh Cholkin on this, and they say you can be Yotze Achila even if you wouldn't be able to sleep in such a sukkah. And again, people rely on this, like I told you before. People live, you know, in a city or in a bad neighborhood, and it's uncomfortable, or it's just a pain to get to, and whatever else. So they'll rely on that and say we can eat in the sukkah even though we wouldn't sleep here. But the Mishnah Berurah does say, "We call Malcolm Yeshli Zar Ma'od B'zeh." Be careful; don't really rely on this. Ki kama achonim hatikum es dibur Ramo la'halacha. Okay, many accepted the Ramo la'halacha. Ukush the chamtzi kvar yoshua and shalom. They have terutzim for the chamtzi's kashes. Fine for the chamtzi. Okay, so therefore, it's certainly better not to rely on it. Let's look at that shari tshuva that he was talking about. It was in the previous sif. Simon rather, Tov Reish Lamed Tes. It's a cotton olive. Because of Bishiyo, because Mishem, which was Memzine, Zera, I forgot what it is. Okay, Ben Shehevi Chuvas Rabbeinu Haigo. Okay, he quotes the Chuvas of Haigo, Shekos Zel Shalom. Sha'alta Achim Oshutim, Shein Lamokom Lasu Sukhi Yadola. But also sukkah ktana she'ein maspekes l'chulam. Okay, let's say people live in the same building, their relatives or their partners or whatever, neighbors, and there's only one small place to build a sukkah and that whole property, and it's definitely not big enough for everyone to eat it at once. Okay, linyan achila yochol kol echad levado lechol zeh hazeh. Okay, so arrange a schedule. My family coming at 6. Your family coming at 7. The other group will come at 8. You work out a schedule between each other, and then you'll come in. Okay? Abol Inyan Shena, Zeh Yisham Laila Achaz, Zeh Laila Achaz. You know, the rotate nights. Rotate nights. Now, even though, so when it's not my night, I know full well that I'm not going to be able to sleep in the sukkah. Right? But I still have to eat there. All right? So, and if you chaviv ala mitzvahs tavol al brocha, im zei yashem mitzvahs alav zei mitzvahs. If you can do it, you know, you set up a routine. Most people don't want to sleep like that. I'll sleep till 1, you sleep till 3, you know, and it's disruptive. But if you want to do that, also good. Okay? So that's a shari tshuva. He accepts the chacham tzvi, and it's a shtickle raya. It's not a full, I think it's an interesting riot. And again, what's her high going to say? Her high going says that you set up a situation where, even though I think this was right, even though I know right now, if tonight not my night to sleep in the sukkah, I know I'm not going to sleep in the sukkah, yet I'm still in there. Right? So that seems to be right. Even if you know you're not going to sleep in the sukkah, I don't know if it's a glut riot all the way, because Theoretically, I could sleep there, just that someone's going to be there tonight. It's not my turn. So you follow, I'm not sure that's 100% right. But anyway, it certainly looks that the point is, at face value anyway, you could say that you could eat in the sukkah even though you can't sleep in the sukkah. And that's a riot to the chabzi.
Yeah, I think I heard from Rav Khan in Yeshiva that in one of the yeshivas in Europe, they would like to tell me to fall asleep, and then there wasn't enough room, so they would just carry them out. Because once you fall asleep... You
right, so that's a different din. It's based on Shlomo Zalman, I think, is the idea to be asleep in the sukkah or to fall asleep in the sukkah. Right? In other words, it seems the idea is that the mitzvah is to go to sleep in the sukkah. Once you sleep, Yashin is patur on the mitzvahs. Okay, so once you sleep, you get patur on the mitzvahs. So carefully carry him out, don't wake him up. You know, pick up the bed and bring it out. He's not chayav in sukkah anymore. Once he's asleep, he's not chayav. The Indian is to go to sleep in the sukkah. So that's probably what that's based on. And I guess that's not like this. In other words, even though I know in advance, I'm not, but I'm still going to go to sleep in the sukkah. Well, this guy that carried out is going to go to sleep in the sukkah.
Interesting story.
Yeah. That's based on that idea of you're sleeping. It's not...
Maybe
yeah, I'm saying they're carrying the guys out. I mean, there's a tshuva, I think, of Asher Weiss is a tshuva. I've seen others also. Let's say you have the following thing. Eventually suggested to let the guy go sleep. You have a guy who snores. Okay? So it's disturbing everybody else in the sukkah. He's fast asleep, not disturbing him, but everyone else has been tired now because of his noises. Right? So, you know, so that's a question. In other words, should he, you know, in advance, even so, is he now punter from the sukkah? Is he now punter from sukkah because he's going to bother others? It's not one else going to sleep now. So can you say, if he's in the Nomad style at all, so he's dreaming away, okay, and snoring away, and then the other five people can't fall asleep because he's making some, you know, he wakes them up with his snoring. So, okay, get a, what do you call it, a CPAP or whatever, all these medical things that you can put on to stop the snoring. But let's say before then. So that's a question. There's a question. One person performing a mitzvah versus five people performing a mitzvah. It can make a whole lumpus out of it. You know, you can say he shouldn't go in because now there are five people going for him. On the other hand, he's not a mitzvah. He has no terrors not to go in. And, you know, is it a vada that he's going to wake them up? So they can say a whole string of Torah about it. But I think what Rav Asher Weiss suggests is let him go to sleep first and restore him. Take the bed out and then everyone else should go to sleep. I don't know. I have to look. I think it's, yes, it's true, I think. Anyway, all right. So that takes care of that. That sukkah. So I just want to add the last makaras here are just a few general. Okay, send it to Machlokes. I'm saying interesting Machlokes out of Paskim. The Shabura leans towards saying it's better to have a sukkah than both. Everyone agrees, even the Chavtzi agrees it's better. The question was only Zion al Zion. So the Shabura says, well, there are Chorim and he's the Tarkli Zoyer Bezer, but now you also have a stick of Raya from Rabbi Gol. Okay, end of that. So just to finish up on this sugya, just a few other issues. Just issues on this daf, because we went through the whole daf, I just want to share a few ha'aretz. The Aruch HaNer on Gimel Beis, so 36, okay. We talked about whether certain types of huts and buildings they have whatever other dinim they have, right? Can it be used as a kind of like as a link between two areas for area of extending the tum purposes, all the things we went through yesterday. So one of the things the Gemara speaks about there are burgnin, which are these types of huts, you know, for shepherds to stay in or for field people pick the stuff in the field or to put stuff in and so on. So the Gemara had an expression, where is it now? Burgnin Chazil Mosayim. Where is that? My time. It's about 12 or 13 lines at the bottom. Okay? My time. A Burgnin Chazil Mosayim. A high lochas of Mosayim. Okay? The Burgnin itself, the hut, it's Chazil Mosayim. A person can sleep in there. Right? So, The Aruch HaNer asks 36. Yesh is topic. Sukkah's hachag bechag. She'ein badal badal. Okay, sukkah is not arbamas barbamas. It doesn't qualify. It's not a bias. Okay, it's not arbamas arbamas. But gamke chazi gamke and lusa leishu lekayim moitz sukkah. Okay, but lemaisa a person eat there, and so basically the rachon there is, can such a sukkah, which is not dalal dalid, be a link between the two villages? I remember said yesterday, right? The 70 and 2/3 amas extended village boundary beyond the city limits, right? You have like a green belt, whatever it's called, in the front of the city. Okay, a field there becomes in front of the city. So it's 70 and 2/3 amas. Beyond that, it's already not that part of the not part of the city anymore. So if the other, again using a Venn diagram, if the other sukkah is the other city, the border overlaps, good, then they're considered combined. Then for halakhic purposes, they're one big city. So we said, if you have a house in the middle, that serves to link the two cities. But that's only if the house, we said, is dal al dal. Okay? But the wonders, what if the house, quote unquote, is a sukkah? And it's not dal al dal, but it's chazi l'mu zayu. It's bigger than Zion al Zion. Okay? Therefore, it has its use. So, e'amir in the havi kibur, l'as e'amir be'eras, o'e'ema, kem v'shar, shabosas, lo mahani, gam v'shab, v'shadochag, lo mahani, l'asos ibur. Or would you say, no, it's true that for this particular week, namely the week of Sukkot, this building is called the Sukkah. We have it, you know, it has its halakhic status. But the building itself, since it's not dal al dal, it may serve as a Sukkah, but it can't serve as a link. What do you say? In other words, the Borg that always serves its purposes. But a Sukkah is a chag, bechag. This Shabbos, or this Yom, whatever, you want to extend the Torah. This, it has its use. Okay, but do we go by that? But we look at this Shabbos? Okay, and we say, well, no, on every other Shabbos of the year, this thing has no use. Right? It's not considered a space of use. Space for use. That's what he says, interesting, suffix. Okay, which is one R. The next R has to do with mezuzah. Okay, we're putting up mezuzah. We said that the mezuzah also has to be the rule of the house has to be at least dollar amas to require mezuzah, right? So let's say there is a mishnah maseches maisers. Okay, I told you this discussion comes up with regards to terms of maisers, with connection with rias b'nei bayis and so on. Anyway, so it says in parak gimel of maseches maisers mishnah zayin is right. Hatzrifim, Rabburgnim, Ra'al Teos, Pturim, from Mezuzah. Sukkos Ginosar, Alphishik, Barachayim, Tanagon, Pturim. Sukkos Hayotrim, okay, if there's a craftsman sit there, so it says, Hapnim is Chayav, Zonim, Pturim, okay, the inner part is Chayav, the outer part is not. And if Yossi Omer, Kol, She'ena, Diras, Hachama, Vid, Diras, Hacham, Pturim. Sukkos Hachag, Bechag, or at Sukkah of Chag, Chag always means Sukkos. Bechag and it's on Sukkot. Rabbi Yehuda mechayev b'chol poter. Okay, and the Gemara says on Yud Amud Aleph in Yuma, where the Sukkot Mezuzah is discussed. Sukkot Mezuzah discusses a lot of stuff. Tests in Yud Yuma. So there, Ka'esi Abaye 38. Sukkot Achag bechag. Rabbi Yehuda mechayev b'chol poter. The Tanya Lo, what mechayev in what? Rabbi Yehuda mechayev in what? The Tanya Lo, the Brayse says, Rabbi Yehuda mechayev be'eruv of Mezuzah over Ma'aser. Okay. So according to Behuda, it requires a mezuzah. Alright, because he's Mechayev, Rabbi Huda Mechayev, says Rashi, the Lidian Meiser. The Kaimalon, Ein Atem Mechayev Meiser, Melechom and Rakhil, Zara, Achiyir, Pnei Abayis. I told you that yesterday. Okay, you need Re'ias Pnei Abayis. Shadam Arbi Akhil, according to Abayis, fine. The Eruv, Im Pschuchel Achotze, Jin Roshardir, Oseres Al Kulam, Im Lo'ir Vaymayan. If he didn't participate, then Ash is everyone from carrying the courtyard. Okay, and a mezuzah. Even though it's not for permanent use, nevertheless, that's required. So there is a machlokas with regards to mezuzah, and whether a sukkah on sukkahs needs mezuzah. All right, and it's ena chanami, it can be bigger than dal. In our practice, you know, we don't put a sukkah, a mezuzah on the sukkah, but you could make the case you should. But it's actually machlokas. Now the ritva there on Gimel Amud Beis. Second, yeah, the Ritva, Dibur Masvil, the Hod Arminah, he says as follows, the Hod Arminah, the Filuk in Burg, Lava Shiva, my time, why? Because Burg, the Chazim Messiah. Yet now, the question is, the Borgman themselves, do they have to be Dal al Dal? Which, what is it that makes the Borgman into a Hod? It's a flimsy structure. Or we're talking about things that are less than dollar about anyway. Okay? There's a Ritva says, the hut that serves as the link between the two towns, the area of Tumen purposes. Does the hut have to be, okay, it's got to be dal. May not be such a sturdy building, but maybe it has to be dollar. No, even if it's not dollar. So, the hockey card. I feel like you're bored that she ain't when dollar so much money. The board of Chazal Messiah. I forgot the less pay dollar. She sukkah, she also the drachem, the sapik, bohem, my Amazon. These are huts. You ever see these thatched huts that provide, that's what he defines the board. Not for the shepherds or the farmers out in the field, but these little huts, you can see something today, people selling ices or fruits or candy, you know, pick it old, you're traveling through. You see in Africa and India, these places, you know, the little roadside stands. The roadside stands, a little hut, will keep the guy who's operating in the shade. Okay, but it's not a building, the guy sits there, right? You can picture what I'm talking about, kind of like these, you know, tickets for, that's not a top, it's a cheap old thing. So that's Borgman. But the bottom line is, he says, says the Ritva, says the Ritva, the Alpha Gabi Lech Alon Zabdam, Shame, Sukkah, Joseph, Joseph, Madrach, on Sapik, Mahab, Zon, Madrach, Mahai, Shir, Sagulet, Abba, Bai, Zero, Chazel, Zon, Chen, Iker. He says the Borgman, even if it's smaller than Dalal, if it serves its function, then it'll be, you know, it'll count for all these purposes. So now, the Dogma Mervava, the Dal Ravava is on Shulchan Aruch Chaim Siman Shvav. Not only Aruch Chaim, but the Dal Ravava is the parish of Shulchan Aruch written by the Noda Behudin. It's not the same person. Becheskel Alevi Landau Prague wrote three primary works: Tzlach and Shas and Charles Joseph Noda Behudin. And the Dal Ravava, there's other things also. Those are the three major works of his. Becheskel Landau, the Gdolei Achronim. Okay, he says in Aruch Chaim Siman Shin Tzadiches Livav. Commenting on the wrong Sukkot class, he says, "Uborgan ain't sweetness arvavos arvavos. Can't bochom a seven sukkah that pillow base. Okay, biosukum shavarashi divasu alachazal. Listen, the whole bias also there is kema tummy. You can't mashal the mashal dearest arai chazi after leka arvavos al arvavos. Listen carefully. He's medayik from Rashi that says, let's take a look. Maybe we'll look at the Rashi on gimel base. It's about five lines after you get wide towards the bottom of the page. Hello, chazin will say the whole bias also there is keva tami. Something which the bias has to be is defined as there is keva, so it's always got to be arba amos al arba amos. But something not defined as a bias that he's positing doesn't have to be dollar. If it, as long as it serves its function, so that's what we learned from Borgman. He's in Cain. Borgman. If you can't mash with the mash of Ladiris Arai, because you have to like Arba's Halamas. Something only meant to be Diris Arai in the first place, only less than Arba's Halamas. In Cain, Borgnin, Shurak, Linus, Lilo, that's a he defined it, someone sleeps overnight, a guard or a watchman, Ula Adam Echad Lobin Arba, which is one person sleeps, doesn't have to be so big. Avazer Pasha, the low Machashe Borgnin, Ella, Osib Emmet and Sorak Shomar, son of Paris, the low Cain, High Bayeshem Arba's Arabas, after the Chazmus, we call Moko Lebekibur. He said, but obviously it has to be built for that. It has to be built for that purpose. Otherwise, we'll say any house that's not Dal Ravos, it'll be like a Borgnin. And Levadai came, which ain't also a Shmor Bo Lavkol. It came. Mi Sherotze Laso Tzrifen Bechol Shivim Ama. Okay, Kedei Laharchi Batchum. The Osun Tzrifen Osun Rak Bishul came. The Lola Shmor Bo Lavkol. Sado Superes Lavkumo. Is that Pasha Bo Main Eye? I have an idea that every 70 Amas, I'll put up a little hut, put a tape. A piece of straw, and oh, Borgnin. So the Buddha said, that doesn't work. You follow me, there's one person saying it had to be built, it had to have that purpose. Not that every 70 Amos I'll build Borgnin. Okay. The last Ha'ara will be from Soloveitchik, okay, and then today's the last day for this week. I'll say something about the subject at the end. And that is with regards to Makkah. Okay. Very interesting Sugya Makkah. Right. The Torah says, I put it in source 42, Dvarim, to Parshas Kisei, say Parak Chof Beis Pasuk Ches. Okay. All right, so those were the 3 hours I gave you. One was on the Sukkah Chag B'Chag in terms of, well, that'll count, you know, at least on Sukkahs as linking. Question of mezuzah in a sukkah, and this question of whether the burgen has to be dalal or not. Okay, and assume the assumption is not if it's built for that purpose. Fine. With regards to makkah, so Torah says, "Ki simne bayis chadash v'osisa makkah gegecha v'losim tosim dama beisecha ki pol hanofel mimena." Person builds a new house, so you have to put a fence on the roof. Okay, losim dama beisecha, so as not to leave any potential person to get hurt. Keep on no fellow as a case of will fall off. Okay? That's the mucker for the mitzvah of makkah. Okay, it's one of the English words of parapet. Okay, it's not exactly a used English word, it's an English word that people Jews know because that's exactly a makkah. Right? It's like tabernacle. Well, so yeah, whoever used that word, right? Phylacteries. Yeah, that's what that a makkah. That's the English word. So Google it, see the P-A-R-A-P-E-T. It means a little fence. Right? I said that one of these words, like, you know, phylacteries. You know, that's not going to help anybody. If you're trying to translate a puzzle, you need to explain this to the guy. Oh, these are phylacteries. You know what it means. You only know what it means because you know that's the English translation of tefillin. Oh, tefillin, why don't you say so? You know, we're talking phylacteries, right? The tabernacle is a little better, you know, but still. You know, the mission of the
tabernacle. Is Rabbi only know these words because we're at school?
Say it again?
Is Rabbi only know these words from.
No, I knew those words before art school. Actually, a lot of times they'll translate such words. They don't write phylactic, they write tefillin. No, maybe not, I don't know. I'm just saying that a few of these words are only known because we use them, you know, they're not known by the average English speaking person. Anyway, so you have to build this parapet, this makkah, good. So it's interesting, I just want to aura, kisiv, this is not from the Rav, kisiv and bayis chodesh. Okay? You build a new house. What if I, you know, why didn't it say it that way? Why did it, for example, by mezuzah, it doesn't say, when you build a new house, you got to put a mezuzah. It just says, v'savta mezuzah b'sachem v'sharecha. Okay? So the answer may be, l'halacha, I'm pretty sure this is l'halacha. Okay? Mezuzah, if I build a new house, okay, but I don't move in, I don't put my stuff in, I'm not chayav to put a mezuzah up until I'm actually living in it. Now, living includes storage. Okay? So the taka by mezuzah, it's not true. You see, the bias has got to put a mezuzah. You got it's not the house can be old house. I built it a year ago. I just didn't move in yet. Sometimes people build a house and haven't moved in yet. So it's not chayav a mezuzah. Until, as I say, until you start to use it. Mashenu kein a makkah. Even if I don't move in, but I still have to put a makkah up right away. So maybe that's a reasonable deal. But anyway. Now, clearly, a makkah is to prevent, as we say, to prevent danger, right? So take a look at the Rambam. It's interesting, Hilchos Rotzeach prints here the full title, which was more relevant to what we're talking about. Hilchos Rotzeach Ushmiras Nefesh, or Shmiras HaNefesh. Okay? Like, you know, Hilchos Malachim is really Hilchos Malachim Milchamoseihem. So Hilchos Rotzeach is really Hilchos Rotzeach Ushmiras HaNefesh, because the end of Hilchos Rotzeach is not about murdering. Okay, I mean, it's related, but it's protecting your life. So the Rambam writes, Perek Yud Aleph Halacha Aleph, Hilchos Rotzeach Ushmiras HaNefesh. Mitzvus Asei Lasos Odom Makel Gagor Shnemar Basisa Makel Gagecho. Okay, Behu Shia Beis Dira, and it's got to be a house that people live in. Avo Beis HaOtzros, okay, storage rooms. Ubeis habaka or animal, what do you call it, a barn? Uchiyotze b'hen ainu zokuklo. V'chol bayish ainbo arba amos potu v'namake. Like our gemara, good, okay. The rabbi says that the sifrei seems to disagree and says that the storage, certain types of storage, we do have to have unless it's small. Okay, I don't go into that problem now. Halacha beis, that's halacha. That's it. Halacha beis. Why did it say gagecha? Okay, fine. Different issue. Halacha gimel. Go behamaka. Go behamaka. Ain pachas masar tochmi. How big does place has to be to require a makir? It's not on a roof, but they have a patio, a deck. So it's more than 10 tefachim off the ground. Okay? It's more than 10, it's just a little 10 tefachim. A step doesn't need a makir. It's more than 10 tefachim off the ground. It needs a railing or a shelf. Okay? Again. The tzarek b'des mechitza chazaka k'neish yishan ala adam ala velosipol has to be strong enough that if you lean against it, it won't fall. V'chol ha'min, now, the Rambam adds, it's important. V'chol ha'min yech gaga b'lo makir, bitol mitzvah say, v'avar alo sase. Shenemar b'lo sosim do v'sech. You go back to the pasuk, you see the actual b'lo sase, there are two dinim. There's asiyas ha'makir, which the mitzvah say, and there's don't leave the place unprotected, don't leave, you know, it's only danger. So it's a lot, and so you violate a law, and I say and a law, okay? And the Rambam adds, they look at a law of Zeb, okay? It's a law of Shema Maisa, it's a law, but it's a law. Now, I'll look at Dalit. Echor hagag, ve echor kol dover sheish bo sakana. It's only a roof. Even though it says, let's see some makal gagacha, I just told you, it'd be a porch also if it's that high. Or it's anything which is fraught with danger. Ve roh sheikoshal bo adami yomus. It's the person can trip or stumble and get hurt or worse. Kigon shahay solo be'er or bor bechatzero. You have a well, okay, that's there or a pit or something. Bein sheish by my b'shem of mine. Chayav lasul and chulya. You have to build a ridge around it, right? Gavos or others. You know, most wells have stones or whatever it is, wood. It has to be strong enough. You have to build some type of ridge around it. Okay, I start to ola sozo kisui, or some kind of covering. Kidei shli po ba adam yamus. V'chein kol michshol, sheesh was a kind of fashos, mitzvah sase la siro, uli shamamena, uli hazim dabe yofa yofa, shenemar, that's possibly earlier in the chumash, but it's hana, shomar lachosh ma nafshko, vim lo heisir, v'eniach ha-michsholos, ha-mevin, ude sakona, bitul mitzvah sase, rabba lo sozo, lo sozo mdof. Okay? If you leave at any type of danger. That's the Rambam. Now, what emerges in the Rambam is that it's not just a makkah; it's any type of danger. Okay. Yet we said that there's only a chiv to build a makkah. Okay, there's only a chiv to build a makkah when you have a bias. Okay, in other words, the chiv, there are limitations to the chiv, right? So. But what does it have to do with Dalal Dalal? What does it have to do with Sa? I mean, either it's a danger or it's not a danger. It should revolve around a danger. Okay? Let's say it's smaller than Dalal Dalal. But if someone's up there, it can fall and get hurt or get killed. So why is it? If the issue revolves around dangers, the Rambam says, Dalal Dalal, everything is any kind of danger. So why is there a tour? Why is there a key of Dalal Dalal for Makkah? Even if it's less than Dalal Dalal. What I care about the size of the patio is if it can fall off. So I can fall off the porch or whatever. I can fall off. That's the question. All right. Good, it's not a bias. Okay, but still, you should have to put up some kind of a makkah because of the chiyuv to remove the danger. You follow Kasha? That's what the Rav Salvation was bothered by. Okay. I'll read this the way it's written. I should have printed it, but I just didn't. Okay, it says, Vihina isa besugya kancha by a shame of doubt about hove and royal dear patron, hola kusha. Lama you put there by is ever a market. Nahi shall say, I don't know it, they don't do as bias. Good, it's not the kisim that bias. Nice, you have the puzzle, like Gemara said, it says bias. Good, but if in Kose, it's chayim wa bailam, live no smack and shim chiv halav, and chayim wa sara samach shalos. Have to remove dangerous, you know, stumbling blocks. Lama lech hashem gaga by zela mitchell, ukadom nesukim. What I care if it's royal deer or not. So the Rav gives two terutzim to this. Kasha. Okay, I'm sorry, I just don't know why I just didn't print it. He says, number one, he says, Yeshlom Shabbailam Omnam Chayam Lasalak as a Mishal Chayam Begagaz Me'Allah. He says, that's where we distinguish between the Lav and the Asay. Yes, in terms of Lav, the guy will have to put up a fence or a, you know, a gate or whatever, a warning sign, anything, to keep people from falling, no doubt. Okay, but you don't have to build a makkah. Okay, you could do other things. In other words, let's say I have a house that's dollar dollar and so on, and instead of putting up a makkah, I have a big sign: "Don't walk past here." Or something, reminding people no one's going to go past it. Okay? Put up electric force field, whatever. Can't get by. Okay? So I removed the danger, but I didn't build the makkah. So the Rav said that I say of building a makkah is taka limited to dollar. Okay, that's the rule of the Torah. The makkah says by, there's a kosim. So again, but in terms of stopping the danger, then taki would have to. Alright? In other words, dollar dollar say machavit balavos makkah daka. Other means of preventing the damage is not enough. You must build a makkah. Okay, you have to build a fence. You can't use other means. Whereas, just to remove the danger, any type of shmir, I'll post a guard there, whatever. Okay, I'll hire somebody to sit there. And every time someone gets close, he stops them. So then I've removed the danger. So that's good if you don't have to build a makkah. But that's papas with dollar dollar or various other criteria. But you follow? That's answer number one. Number two, he says that there's a difference between, let's say, the gag. He says, okay, it's different than a bore or a well. Okay, he says a bore b'shus harabim. Okay, people go there all the time. It's mitzias is that it's a danger. Okay, a roof. Although in those days, look, today we don't use our roofs because our roofs are, you know, slanted. You can't really get much done. Okay, in Eretz Yisrael. In the old days, people had, or in Mexico, to see these, they had these flat roofs, because it's hot, they used to use the roof for drying fruit, and for putting, you know, some of the old cities where people would lie down up there, so David Melech got the trouble with Bathsheba, she was on the roof there, and such, you know, people would use it. But still, it wasn't the same kind of traffic as a or something on the ground. We went up to the roof occasionally, but we don't use our roofs at all. My son Yosef, he has autism, so like he would, it was very, very difficult. He was a little young child. He would, he would like to go out and sit on the roof. He went out the window and he sat on the roof. And many times we got phone calls, you know, the boy sitting on the roof. Somehow he felt it. He liked to get out for fresh air, so he would go out and he would sit on the roof. I don't know. So all right, we got older, he stopped it. But there's one day I go out on the roof, it's an Erev Sukkos, after I put up the decoration of Schach, so I can. My schach is accessible from the roof. When I go out to my children's bedroom, I go down the slope a little bit, I can adjust the schach, because sometimes the bamboo gets tangled, and sometimes I straighten it out. It's easy to do that from the roof, because you can see what's... So I'm told my son, that's the one day when I go out, he can come out onto the roof with me. So now it's a big thing, so now my grandchildren come out of the roof also, it's a big thing, you know, my daughter's going nuts. I mean, it's not such a big thing, it's not so steep, but it's not... It's not so dangerous. But Lemaisa, most of us, other than that, don't use the roof for anything, unless you're fixing a gutter. You've got leaves out and stuff like that. Anyhow, so the Rav says as follows. It's true that people use the roofs, but they don't have a kind of traffic, because Drisa Regan is traffic, okay? And therefore, it's not by definition a place we have to watch, because who's up on the roof? Usually, you're the balabai. Who goes up? The balabai. You know to be careful. What's keep on over? Someone else is going to go, who's going up there? I mean, occasionally, once in a while, somebody goes up. So therefore, in terms of its definition, it's not a mazik, so to speak. It's not something that's going to cause damage. Okay, and therefore, he doesn't really have to do anything. But the Torah says you have to build a makkah. So when do you have to build a makkah? On the circumstances where the Torah says to build a makkah. Okay, namely, it's got to be dollar dollar. Or the Torah didn't say you got to build a makkah, so I don't have to. All right, so that's a slightly different answer. In other words, even the iser, the law, you know, even the requirement to remove danger doesn't really apply to a roof necessarily. Okay, you don't have to guard it; just to make sure people don't go up in the first place or whatever. Don't let, you know. So there's other ways out, where something where there's lots of people roaming around or outside where there's a pit. Or so those are the answers he gives to distinguish. I prefer it for the first answer. Okay, you don't have to remove, there's only an asay of makkah in a certain circumstance, but the mitzvah to remove the danger, there is. Okay? Now, one other ha'ara. We take a look, the Rambam says in Halacha Gimel, Halacha Dalet, when he quotes the issa to remove a michshol, he doesn't quote the pasuk of makkah anymore. He quotes the pasuk of Hishomelecha Shmor Nafshecha. Right? Different pasuk. So that's also an assay. So what is that? It's an assay to remove the danger, right? So there's really two things. There's a sharp of the point. There's two things. There's building a bakeh, and then there's a different assay to remove the danger. Go back to what we said before, that's how we can distinguish between why something that's only gimel al gimel, or smaller than dalet al dalet, maybe doesn't have the assay of bakeh, but it does have the assay of yishor malacha, which means you have to remove for that reason. It just doesn't have to be a bakeh. You can remember that way. Yishor malacha, shmar nafsho, is other ways, any type of way you can prevent the damage, the danger from happening. However you do it. You do it however you do it. But yes, the pasuk is completely out of context. Okay, which is shmuz by itself. You said the pasuk in parsha neschanan, parak dalal was a pasuk tazan. Again, so shmarta bolda nafshu seichem a few pesukim later. But those pesukim are expounded upon by Chazal to include out of context protecting your life, not to put yourself in danger. Okay, the Gemara Brachos tells a story. I think it's another Lam Beis. The Gemara tells a story about a person who was davening. Okay, and the hegmo, the local nobleman, whatever, goy, came by and said good morning, and he didn't answer because of the little davening and so on. So he said to him afterward, the guy waited, he said to him, your own Torah says, Yishom alachosh manavshom ho, guard your life. I could have, who would have stopped me if I would have killed you just then? So he gave me a tarot, well, you know, let me ask you a question. So if you were speaking to your general, if you were speaking to your emperor, okay, and then the general walked in, would you interrupt your conversation with the emperor to speak to the general? You wouldn't, right? I'm talking to the emperor, okay? You're a lower ranked official. Anyway, and he accepted the argument, left him alone. But he didn't answer. Well, that pasuk's out of context. You know, it sounds like it was accepted. He's right. So Chazal, too, those drushes. In fact, the truth of it is the very last siman in all of Shulchan Aruch. The last two siman, the whole Shulchan Aruch talk about, you know, not to put yourself in danger and so on, avoiding danger. That's the pasuk used. So it's out of context, it's Rosh Hashanah. Okay? But anyway, the Rambam didn't make it up. Anyhow, and there are other Makaris in the Gemara. So, be that as it may, you're right, the context is, be careful not to forget what happened at Har Sinai. But to take it out of context, I have this drasha. But the bottom line is, there's some sort of an assay to protect your life and so on, and not to do anything dangerous. So, Lamaisa, you could use that, and I think the Rambam meant, to answer the question before. Gimel al Gimel is a general mitzvah to remove any type of danger. It doesn't have to be through a makeh. Makeh has its own set of dinim. Okay? So that there are really two. So the Rambam wanted to argue, Nir Elish, Nir Elomar, Shishtei mitzvahs ha'elu, shonos, lorak mishma, legam etzim chalusa. B'nias ha'makeh, mahavah kiyum ha'seh. Luma zeh, b'chiv l'salek ha'sam ksholos, yish azhoros yisru ha'seh. Havala gavra, eno mekayim ha'seh, ayde ha'sarosa. Nobody's going to say that you're mekayim mitzvahs ha'seh. Okay, even though it's a shomalacho, and even if it's out of context, when I go ahead and remove a danger, it's not a mitzvah ha'seh. I'm preventing something happens, a good thing. Okay, but no one's going to say it's a kiyum asay. Building a mak is a kiyum asay. You follow that? That's the point. And if you take a look at the Rambam 44, Hilchos Brachos, Perek Yudalav, Halacha Yudbeis, when he talks about the fact that you have to make brachos over lasiyosim, he says, Ketzav lovas chulam baruch l'etzon, esatim betim baruch l'etzatim, yosh besukah baruch l'esh besukah, v'chein baruch l'adik nesha shabbos, v'gmur sahalo, v'chein, there's a bracha when you say to build a maka. Okay, but if you go ahead and cover a pit, there's no bracha. Never heard of it. You remove a banana peel from the floor, so no trips over it. No one's going to say there's no bracha in that. Okay, so therefore you see that the makkah is a key of asay, like putting up mezuzah, and therefore there's a bracha. Removing that danger, it's a mitzvah, no question about it, okay, you have to remove the danger, but there's no bracha because there's no maisa mitzvah. That's why, once you're saying there's a new mitzvah called makkah, so then we made certain guidelines. One of the guidelines is, dal dal dal. Ah, there's a danger in gimel, gimel to good, but that's not the mitzvah makkah, that's a different minyan, but it's not a key of a mitzvah. That's how the Rav, the Horus and the Rav and the Mitzvah back. Okay? All right, we'll stop just very quickly. I know it's late. It's not so late, but anyway, it's okay. We'll be there on Sunday, so we will be here on Sunday.